Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awakenings with Michelle Mache, the weekly dose of spiritual and metaphysical insights and information for navigating the soul path. During the show, if you would like to call in for a reading or with comments or questions, call 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad, or join the Sacred Space of Empowerment live chat. Create a username by registering with Blog Talk Radio. It's great to connect with all of you here.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Awakenings with Michelle Mache. So great to have you all here. Everyone getting into the chat room, also known as the Sacred Space of Empowerment Room. Hello, my friends, co-hosts and co-pilots. It's great to have all of you here. And, of course, hello to all of you listening via the phone and the other outlets on the internet, as well as the BTR archives and, of course, iTunes. Always great to be here with all of you. I've got a really great program today and I'm really excited. We have Robert Wilkinson coming on, and everybody loves Robert, including me. He's amazing, amazing astrologer, futurist, wonderful author. Of course, some of you read his book out on Mercury Retrograde. He has another book coming out on Saturn in the next couple of months. So we're going to be diving into the energies and happenings astrologically and metaphysically. And he'll be coming on about 12:30. Some guests I get on earlier because they have lots to say and we want to hear what they have to say. So sometimes people wonder, why is that person on that not a long time and somebody else not so long? It just depends what they got going on. Let me know how the sound is in the chat. Welcome, guests. Hi, Lar. Hi, Tamara. Welcome, everyone, getting in the chat. And if you have a question or a comment or you'd like a reading, that number is 347-539-5122. That's 347-539-5122. And press 1 on your keypad. Ooh, goody, I do see callers. We'll be getting to you. So, you know, I take email questions, and we've got a lot today, and we've got some kind of long ones. So listeners that emailed me questions, if I don't get to your question today to answer it, I will for sure tomorrow, or I'll dive in deeper. Some of them, I think I may have to do a whole show for them. So, yeah. Some of you, thank you for commenting on my full moon post. And those of you that follow me on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, you would have gotten that. In fact, follow me, join me, let's connect. Also, want to remind everyone, if you do listen to Awakenings Radio, Awakenings with Michelle Mache, via iTunes, please review the show, show us some love. And it helps, too, when I go into these media meetings, TV and media outlet meetings, or other outlets for Awakenings, that all the appreciation, comment, and we actually get great scores for interaction. So we have high numbers too with the show, but the thing is even people have been saying it's not, so people make a mistake thinking that it's big numbers, it's interaction. And of course, we have a wonderful community here that is interactive and helpful of each other. So good, the sound is good. Thanks, Tamara. Sound engineers. You know, the chat room really grounds the energy, so they're an important component of the program as well, and as well as those of you that call in, and those of you that offer your wonderful email questions up as well. It's everybody listening, talking, sharing, doesn't matter. It's all part of the wonderful divine play of consciousness that is Awakenings. I should change it from Awakenings to Michelle Mache to It's Your Awakenings. Okay, I'm adjusting my earpiece if you hear some little funny movement here. My hair got wrapped around it. Okay. So I'm going to try to make this quick so we can get to callers. Sounds good? Okay, Connie emailed today, won't be able to listen live today, but I'll be listening in the archives, and she's saying that for the past 4 to 5 months, I've been seeing 1111 at least once a day in some shape or form. Even while I was in Europe, I kept seeing it on clocks and my phone. Aha, they're really trying to get you. I'm wondering what you know about this synchronicity and I'm experiencing and what it could mean for you. Looking forward to hear your response. Have a fun podcast day. Thanks. All right, Connie, I love this question because I've written and talked extensively about this since probably, I don't know, the late 80s, 87 on, when I first started having my experiences with it, and I was doing a lot of esoteric work, metaphysical work, and I've written about it. I suggest you also go to my blog, Soul Insights for Spirit-Led Living. That's Soul Insights for Spirit-Led Living. And just put in a search 1111. I talk about other numbers as well. And, you know, there's 444, 111. But basically, and those numbers, because everything is, right, the number reflects not only our level of consciousness, but where it's expressing and how, right? Because everything is vibration, right? Everything is frequency, and numbers represent frequency. Similar to colors. I mean, there's a color component there's a mathematical component to color, and there's a mathematical, component as well. So both have, energetic components that are reflected mathematically. That's the best way to put it. So 1111 is, it's a few things, but it's also, it's a tune-up. It's a recognition that you're getting adjusted. I like to call it like an etheric or esoteric chiropractic or osteopathic adjustment. So you're getting adjusted energetically. It's also opening you to the frequencies more of the 11th realm or 11th dimension or 11th chakra, which has to do with universal groups. So we have the 10th dimension or 10th chakra, which has to do with groups, our community, our close-knit group. But when you get into the 11th realm or ray, that has to do definitely with soul tribes, but of a more extended or expanded nature. So it doesn't surprise me that you were seeing it in Europe, because the 10th realm or ray, if you're seeing 10-10, has to do with the family, the community, the groups that are closer to you, usually in proximity as well, usually also around where you live. But 1111 is saying wherever you go, there are people of your same tribe. You're safe. The universe is with you. The universe is stacked in your favor, okay? So you're getting these adjustments to really have more interconnectedness with everything and everyone. You're connecting in with the all that is, that we are all part of the all that is, that we're all traveling this wonderful road together, this, as they say, Native American traditions, this great red road and of the material plane. So it's a confirmation of your path, of your spirituality. It's showing you're on the right path or track. It's showing that you're going to be having synchronistic experiences to pay attention. It's a pay attention. It's a remember who you are. Remember that you're more than your body. You're not just your mind. You express an experience through your mind. You're not just your body. You express an experience through your body. You're not just your feelings or emotions. You express an experience through your emotions. So it's that interconnectedness to everything and everyone. And it's not only a reminder, it's actually a vibrational tune-up. And some of you may have heard my story. I'll be brief with it, but it so explains this. At one point when I was modeling a lot and I was traveling nationally and internationally, I not only stayed in an apartment that was 1111. I was on the 11th floor. It was 1111. I met someone that lived across the way from me in 111. And we became very good friends, still are friends to this day, colleagues. And when I was traveling, I kept seeing 1111. And then I went to an agency, Mark from L'Agence. I went to an agency in Atlanta. I was based there for on and off for months at a time. And we had dinner. And it was so, I just got to say this always, because my agents in LA were saying, please don't mention anything about you being psychic or metaphysical or all this stuff you're into. And I'm like, why? And he goes, because it could scare people. Of course, I didn't listen because everywhere I went, people were having, you know, I kept saying people are closet psychics. You know, they were reading self-help books, you know, metaphysical books. They had an interest in astrology. Everyone had a story about being intuitive. And no one was afraid of me being psychic, you know, other than some of the models. I stayed with in models' apartments from the South, the lovely little born-agains. But even they got kind of, you know, swayed into the realization that there is no devil and you don't have to be afraid, you know, this and that. But anyway, I'll never forget at this dinner, and I don't know how we got on the subject. And actually, I didn't even bring it up. So I was with a few other models and one of the director of the agency. And he's like, oh, I keep seeing this number, and I can't, 1111, what is? And I went, what? And I've been seeing 1111. I think even their address was that. And right as we were talking on his watch, it turned 1111. So we had all these things, and it was such a magical time. And one of the models' apartments I stayed at was on Native American grounds, which they visited me 3 a.m. in the morning, and I had an early call. I had to be on set at 7. So they were wanting to dialogue, and I just said, you know, we've got to do it tomorrow. I can't do it right now. I've got to get my sleep. And they had a lot of anger and confusion and resentment, and they communicated to me that these apartments or condos, I guess because they were owned, were actually on Native American land. And they really weren't too happy about that. So I remember the next day after my booking, which is model term for job, I went in the office, and of course me, who's just always being me, I couldn't wait to say anything. I said, went up to Mark and I said, hey, the Indians, you know, Native Americans came to visit me, the Indians, and this and that, and they're not too happy because all this whole condo complex is on their sacred land. And his jaw dropped open, and he, what? How did you know? He goes, you're not supposed to know that. And I'm like, well, they came to me. So I guess it was kind of, I guess when you have a lot of money, and it wasn't necessarily the agency, it was the whole complex. They had somehow been able to get the land and build on it. So I had all these magical synchronistic experiences. I met some amazing healers. I did some work with Barbara Brennan at the time. I was doing energy work as well. I mean, I really was guided esoterically. It wasn't just working exoterically, externally with the modeling. It was every shoot was amazing. You know, great people. Every commercial I shot, there was people that I was, you know, you'd say ministering to, that I was answering their questions, opening it up, suggesting books, doing readings, and then doing a lot of my own deeper healing work as well. So that 1111 is to show you not only you're on the right track or path, but to be open to the synchronistic connections, the deeper meaning in life, be open to feeling more of your interconnectedness to the all that is and everyone within it, the people that you're meeting, you know, perhaps even that where you're going in Europe, you've been before. Plus you're getting a lovely, lovely, lovely tune-up, you know. Yeah, divine listening by phone. Oh my God, 12:12. I love that, Tamara. I love that. It was 12:12. So I hope that helps, Connie. I think we're going to get to some phone calls because we don't have a lot of time. But I had some wonderful questions from Angie that I'm going to get to next week on thought forms. And I love talking about thought forms because I've done a lot of work with that, depossession work, work with thought forms or entities. What's the difference between that? And then we have James had emailed in regards to a dream that looks really good as well. So we shall be diving into that next week. If I have a little bit of time, we'll do, but I do want to get to the callers at this time. So we will get to that. All right. Does that sound good? All right, let's get to 917-538. You're on Awakenings. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi. What's your first name?
It's Anna.
Hey, Anna, welcome. What's your question?
Thank you. I'm not sure what kind of questions we can ask. I just tuned in and listening to your background.
Very cool. First time, is this the first time listening?
Yes.
Oh, welcome, welcome. Well, glad you could join us.
Yeah. Well, is this astrology reading?
You can ask whatever, yes.
Okay. I would like to know something about my love life.
Okay.
Do you see anyone?
You want to know if you're going to meet somebody? Just ask a specific question, because we've got a lot of callers. So.
Yeah. So I have
you have someone in mind, I feel.
This met I just
or something.
Broke up with someone. Yeah, I broke up with someone, and it didn't seem like that was working for me. What do you see going from here?
Well, let's look. A lot of power struggles. Were you guys arguing a lot?
No, he was, like, not seeing me a lot enough.
Because it's showing with you. Okay, because it's showing power struggles. You have a very definite idea of what you want, right? If you're looking for. It's right now it's saying to be open and actually just work on your own self-expression and creativity, but be open to different people and different ways of doing things. I feel like you're coming into a phase of dating more.
Okay.
So it might be if someone can't see you enough, maybe you just date them a little bit, but be open to someone else. So it's saying don't jump into a relationship right now just to get into a relationship.
Yeah.
Okay. Make sure that you give it some time to see if it's something that you really want. But I do see you dating more people. It's definitely showing that. Because you're in a phase of opening up more, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Anna, I hope that helps.
Thank you.
That help? Yeah, you did the right thing. Much peace.
Well, yeah, I dreamt about the guy, and I was wondering, and then I started missing him. I don't want to go back there, so.
Well, the thing is, I feel like if you just date him, like meeting people where they're at, if you want to see somebody, be able to see somebody more, and they're not at that place yet, you can still date them, but date other people. Be open to dating other people. I feel like you were trying to change him or control him, like trying to make him be what he's not. But if you just date him, you see what I'm saying? He's not ready for a serious commitment is what I'm hearing.
Right.
You know, but you are. So sometimes you casually date someone until that serious commitment comes there. You know, you don't have to not date and wait. I just see for you, you just need to get out there and have fun.
Yeah.
And more trust that it's going to happen. Okay?
Yes.
All right. Keep listening. Keep us posted. Much peace. Bye.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Oh, the things are doing that. Okay, 770-322, you're on Awakening.
Hi.
Hello.
My name is Louise.
Hi, Louise.
About a dream. A few weeks ago, I dreamt about I picked up two pennies off the ground, and seemed like it was a mattress, the edge of a mattress, and it was loaded with silver dollar bills, and I punched it open, and I took two out, and I said, wow, they're hiding those silver dollar bills in the mattress, and I say, keep that a secret, come back and get more, and that's all I can remember about your dream.
And it's on the, and it was on the mattress. You found, where did you find the two pennies?
On the ground.
In the dream or in the dream?
And the dream.
And then it went to the silver dollars.
Then it went to the silver dollars, yes. It
okay.
just seemed like it was a mattress. I just saw the edge of it, but it was packed, you know, like real full. It could have been a brown
mm-hmm.
bag, I'm not sure. But it was real full,
okay.
just packed. And first it opened
okay.
it. And
so what I'm getting from this a lot, you know, like pennies, you know, pennies from heaven, pennies are good luck. If you've been feeling like things are challenging or difficult or even financial issues or just feeling not as abundant in your life, it could be emotionally, this is saying that you are taken care of and not to worry. Go ahead.
I said, oh, okay.
Yeah,
a good
okay.
message.
The other,
yeah,
and the other thing with the silver dollar, you know, silver dollar bills. Anytime we have, it's look for unlooked riches. So you are your own inner rich. You have your own inner riches. You are your own inner resource. So this is telling me that that maybe you're overlooking some of your gifts, your talents. Maybe you could be doing more. Does that sound true? In your life?
Yes, I've been told that I am my own worst enemy, yes.
Okay.
I stand in my way,
well,
yes.
Yes, okay. So it's telling me there's a lot of, you know, richness inside. There's a lot of silver, a lot of gold, whatever. There's a lot of coin there that you could be using more or expressing more in the world. Maybe it's with family, friends, maybe it could be the job on the side, but it's saying to not only begin to recognize your own inner riches, but understand them and use them more. Now, I find it interesting. You said, well, I got to hide this, and then you left. That tells me probably you'll be coming back to it. Something will be coming through that helps you get perhaps, if not on a new path, but expand your path. Okay, to make more out of what you're doing already. Yeah.
Okay.
So your friends probably think, and your family probably think you're a jewel, especially your friends. You may not see it, but other people do.
Oh, God, that is so true. They see so much in me that I don't see myself.
Exactly. Well, this is what's saying, Louise. This is what it's saying. You know, how can you start to see what they're seeing in you, that inner rich. And there's a lot of it there. There's a lot of you have, you're very gifted. Very
yes.
gifted.
Yes.
So know that. Work on, I love the book. It's an oldie but a goodie by Marianne Williamson called A Woman's Worth. And it's really a great read for connecting with your own worth, your own inner richness.
A Woman's Worth
yeah.
by Marianne Williamson. I'm going to remember that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, my dear. Thanks for calling
in
and keep listening. We're going to have amazing guests coming on in just a few. And yeah, I think you'll enjoy. All
okay,
right. Thanks,
thanks
for calling in.
All right. Thank you. Uh-huh.
Okay. You're welcome. Okay. I think we've got time for 202-281. There we go. 202-281. Hi, you're on air. You're on Awakenings with
Hello.
Michelle Mache.
Hi,
who's this?
My name is Kay. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Kay. You're welcome.
Are you guys doing astrology readings or?
Whatever you want. Our guest is astrologer. He'll be on giving quite a bit of information. So what are
mm-hmm.
you wanting to know? What are you wanting to know?
I would like to know about career and income, just opportunities coming in, that kind of thing.
Okay. And what's your birth date?
It's March 5th, 1980.
Okay.
And I have, like, the time and place if you need that, too.
It's okay. Let us see here. Okay. I see what's going on with you. Okay. So you're in, Kay, you're in a major reevaluation mode right now where you're looking at everything and saying, okay, what's working, what's not working? I want more. How do I get this more in my life? I want more fulfillment. You're a little bored. I call it this divine discontent.
you're really wanting to up level. It's also you're looking, I feel, at relationships perhaps that have held you back as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
what do you see? If you don't mind saying what you see, because I study a little astrology, so you're welcome to like tell me aspects that you see, if that's okay.
Okay, well, I'm not going into that right now, but what I'm seeing is you're in a pivotal year because it's connecting you back with your natal energy.
Okay.
So you need to look at what are the patterns that are holding you back, even specific relating patterns or beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
Next year, I feel that's when you're going to have more of the changes that you're
mm-hmm.
wanting, that you're going to actually start making more of the definitive changes. Right now, it's more you're just thinking about it. It's more evaluation. I would say doing a lot of journaling this year. And I'm looking at a cycle, it's a 6 to 8 month cycle. So this is going to put you making more of your definitive changes, I would say a little March, April, May of next year.
Okay.
Wanted to see what your Saturn is in.
Virgo.
Because I'm getting a lot. Okay. So it's square right there, because they're showing a lot of lot to do. Let's see, let me look here. A lot of like relearning some Saturn lessons. Like you're having a little bit of a review of Saturn. Like, are you really you? Are you really doing what is you? You know, what is Kay? And that may be because of that square with Saturn and Sag. So look around in your life and see, have I built stuff that really isn't me? You know, have I outgrown this stuff? What can
right.
I do to have more inner security on a spiritual level,
right.
first and foremost? And then secondary, do I have the structures that support who I am now and where I want to go? So I do feel career, finance, not this year. Next year is the beginning, and the following year is when I
mm-hmm.
do see you. That's when I see more pivotal changes, like you really creating something new, and I do see a new direction. So you're really having to, I would say you're having to, there's a lot of clarification. That,
mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? That's taking place right now. So don't
really
jump the gun. Trust. It's looking like your moon is in Libra. So, we're going to have Jupiter in Libra. You know, you're going to find out.
Rising and
Sagittarius. No wonder. Well, there we go. Saturn. And, yeah. So, see, don't, and you may even have a stellium. You have a stellium in Virgo?
It's
quite
Jupiter,
a bit.
Mars, and Jupiter, Mars, and Saturn, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, so you're on an inner ride right now, and I feel for you, because sometimes what happens when we're on this inner ride, our lovely ego that doesn't necessarily know about depth, it just knows about keeping things going and the sad, you know.
Yeah.
It wants to jump the gun. But believe me, all the inner work that you're doing now, the 6-8 months, getting the clarification,
mm-hmm.
with loving, you know, non-judgmental, gentle looking, oh, I've outgrown that, or I don't need to do that or anymore, or I need help to get over this, I need to work with a life coach or a spiritual coach, I need to do this, I need to do that, all of that prep is going to peel the layers so that you can really not only see Kay, but feel where you want to go. I always say, if you're on your path and you're connecting to your soul and you won't necessarily know what it is that you really want to do. It just emerges through you, and then you go, oh, I love this, or I do this, or this.
Yeah.
And then it becomes revealed to you, right? So you're about
yeah.
to go right into that process, but right now you're kind of you're getting the rust off. You're getting the rust off to kind of
and
get to the true.
Happening. It's happening. You're right.
Oh, good.
But it's like I also need I would like to make some money. You know what I mean? Like, I'm creative, and this creative stuff is really coming along, and it's like really coming together like serendipitously, synchronistically, you know, but it's still, you know, isn't in the money making stages yet. And I was just,
it's
going to
happen for you. It's going to happen for you. I would say, again, next year I'm seeing more of the bridging where you're making money doing more of what you're wanting to do.
Right.
But does it, you have the transition.
To do anything outside of that, right? Because it just seems like all of the doors, even with the easiest work in the world.
No, you're not ready yet.
Are not opening.
Yeah, like, no. And that is sometimes Saturn. I always say Saturn holds our feet to the coals no matter how hot it gets. I can't take it anymore. Open the door. But that doesn't mean you're not going forward. Sometimes going deeper within our process, deeper within, getting to know ourselves better, sometimes going deeper within is actually our forward. See, you were used to linear time where forward is, you know, I can see my progress ahead of me.
Yeah.
But sometimes the progress is within. And that's where you are right now. It's you're in a deepening, kind of getting to know you phase.
Yeah,
I just came out of one. like 6 months ago. I know,
okay.
And nothing happened. Oh yeah, but listen, I'm a little old. I'm an old little doggy in this. So I learned well. I just went with it. Even
right.
though on the outside, some things that looked like I was procrastinating on. But now everything is opening. It's just like pulling the string, and it's like a domino. It's just open.
Yeah.
So that will happen to you. Just have the patience. You know, one of the Saturn lessons, patience, time,
yeah,
focused energy, structure. But you're on track. It's just, you're right. The aspects are just holding you in place. To learn more, you know,
mm-hmm.
and to go deeper. All right. Thanks for calling in, Kay. We have Robert coming on. He's amazing. He's master astrologer. Very dialed in. So keep listening.
Can I read with him, or do I just listen to him?
You may. I'm not sure what he has planned. Hold on. I'll ask him.
Okay.
Hi, Divine Mystic, another astrologer in the chat saying, good read on Saturn. It does not give up the lesson to be learned. Oh, heck no. No.
So true.
There's no halfway
so
with Saturn.
Great.
Yeah. Okay, Kate, hang on, and, you know, we'll see what is happening. Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Okay. Yeah, that's Saturn. Earth, mastery, right? Mastery, level by level. All right, everybody, who we've absolutely been waiting for. We have Robert Wilkinson back on Awakenings with us. We're so blessed to have him back. Many of you know of him from his amazing international blog site, Aquarius Papers. And that's aquariuspapers.com. And Robert is a author, metaphysician, astrologer, and a futurist. And he always has a lot of great info for us. Now, let's see, I'm not able to get him on there. Hold on, Robert. Something's happening with the, let's see. Something's happening with the, can you hear me?
Awakenings broadcasts every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Archive shows are available on iTunes. For continued Awaken conversation... Awakenings broadcasts every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Archive shows are available on iTunes. For continued Awaken conversation... Awakenings broadcasts every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Archive shows are available on iTunes. For continued Awaken conversation and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook and visit Michelle's blog at soulinsightsforspiritledliving.com. That's soulinsights, the number 4, spiritledliving.com. Keep awake.